So our reading for today is Proverbs in chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your calling upon Sally's life. Thank you for the word that you have given her for today. Please just remind her of what she's prepared and prompt her of the things that you want her to add. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, there's a party. Are you coming? Yeah? Everyone's welcome. Everyone. And you can just come as you are. Yeah? It's with immense excitement that I'm here today to be a curate with you. And I'm really very, very grateful for the lovely welcome you've given me. You've given me and my family. Thank you very, very much. As you've just heard, it's my first preach, my first talk with you. And it's all about an invitation. And it's such a simple message. The message is, wisdom is better than foolishness. Now, I really agree with that. Anyone else agree with it? Well, that's it. It's so simple. But something that's so, so straightforward is also so, so complicated. And that's where the passage read to us today from Proverbs comes in. It helps us to get a hold of some of the complexities, to get an idea of choice, where we need to take care in our choices. The reading's got three parts. There's two invites. Okay? So the first part is from Woman Wisdom. And then there's a middle section where there's a discussion of being ready to follow a wise path and how that starts. And then the third, the final section, is from Woman Foolishness. And again, another invite there, which at first sight looks really similar to the first invite, but it's not. Okay. So it's the third talk about wisdom in Proverbs. And it's another example of how the message is relevant across time, way back in the Old Testament, through to the New Testament, and also here today, for us here. And Proverbs 9 comes at the point where it provides a conclusion to all the other bits of Proverbs that we've heard up to now. Okay, all those instructions are given in 1 to 9. And actually in 9, it's where it really, really talks about choice. So, let's have a look at the New Testament. Be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but wise, it says in Ephesians. Be careful. I'm all right with that. Okay. Verse 16 really brings it together about how to be careful. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And that's the crux of it. Understanding the will of the Lord. The reading in Proverbs gives us a fuller picture. The choices are spelt out. The subtle things to look out for are all in there. And Ian talked last week about the importance of keeping working on being wise. It's not something we can just have and then stop working at it. So how do we keep working at wise choices? How do we do it? Well, I think through patience and listening to God. Sometimes it's not straight away. Sometimes it's not that quick, go, go, go. Sometimes we've got to just take it steady and listen. Because God will speak to us and he will help us. But sometimes we've got to rush, we've got to stop our human impetuousness. Oh, I'll go that way. Because God will, he'll guide us. We've just got to take a little bit of time, a bit of patience sometimes. How else do we keep working on wise choices? Well, through praying, being ever close to God, and seeking to understand his will. Seeking to understand his will. So a little bit more about the passage. There's three things in it. There's the house, there's the host, two hosts, and there's a banquet, two banquets. And often in Proverbs, the main messages are turned into characters or activities. So there we go, the house, the host, the banquet. So the house, up on high. Is it a house? Is it a temple? I wonder. And the one who invites us, two hosts. And to a party, a banquet, a really special do. Two choices. And it strikes me sometimes that all is not always as it seems. All is not always as it seems. The first invite, a house built on 7 pillars, very special house. Wealthy people lived in houses at that time on 7 pillars. The meal, eaten again by the wealthy, meat and wine there. Not a typical everyday meal in those days. And an invite on that first invite. An invite to live and walk in the way of insight. To live and walk in the way of insight. But is it just an invite to a one-off event? Or is it more than that? I'd say it's more. I'd say it's an invite to the banquet of life. It's a choice about life itself. Life to its fullest with God. We're invited to walk along the straight path. A path of understanding close to God. Not a crooked path. Not a path where we go off when we're pulled and enticed along the way and we take that enticement and pull. A straight path. And who's the invite for? Is it for the wealthy? The well-trod? The good folk who followed a good life? The ones who've steered a careful path? No, no. It's not just for them. It's for all of us. Those who've messed up. Those who've not followed the straight and narrow. All of us. Oh, but oh. We've been double booked. I remember those heady days when I was young, getting double booked, lots of parties to go to, which one to choose. It doesn't happen so much now. It used to. And here we are, the second invite from Woman Foolish. And the invite on first looks very similar to the first one. It's from a high place. Remember? Sitting on that high place. It's a call to all. With food as well. Very exciting. But there's differences. The invite's in a loud voice. And it's by someone, it says, who knows nothing. And the food, well, we've been offered stolen water, which is sweet, and pleasant bread eaten in secret. Quite enticing, quite tempting, do you think? And once enticed, one tempted, start to realise what you've accepted. Because at the end of that invite, it finishes by letting us know that the dead are there. And the guests are in the depths. The stolen water becomes bitter. Oh, and the other guests in the depths, it becomes clearer. So, both invites look similar, but there's a great contrast. Wisdom gives us an invite to live and walk in the ways of insight. And foolishness gives us an invite to the depths. Initially enticing, but no. No. Enticing for the unwary, perhaps. Be careful, it said in Ephesians. Be careful. So there's your two invites. And then you've got that middle section. It's sandwiched between the two. And the main message is at verse 10 in that middle section. And this is like the middle point. This is where the balance is, really. This is where the choice is being offered to us. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, we've heard over the past 2 weeks how fear really, we need to understand as awe and reverence. Not fear, awe and reverence. And that the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. And Lady Wisdom, Woman Wisdom said that, the insight, where knowledge of the Lord, the knowledge of God, gives us insight. So that main message in the middle. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that middle section, it's really complicated, that middle section, but the gist of it, it's spelling out that we need to want to understand. We need to be willing to listen. We need to be always alert. Always ready. It's our choice. It's our choice, but God's always waiting. He's always there. We choose. We all have that choice. The study guide that Ian talked about last week, the Proverbs study guide, has got a lovely section in the middle of it about this passage. And it says, when God is at the centre of our lives, we don't lose out, but we're called to a full and fruitful existence. And that's the message here today in this reading. When God is at the centre of our lives, we don't lose out. We're called to a full and fruitful existence. Wisdom is a gift from God. It's not something we can attain by ourselves. We need to choose it. We need to listen, and we need to be ready to follow His will. I was reading morning prayer, I think it must be a couple of weeks ago now. Time's going funny at the moment because so much is happening. But when I read Psalm 73, I thought, it's the same. It's the same thing. So I'm not going to go in lots of depth about 73. Please, if you get a minute this week, read it through and you'll see the same. But I just want to just use it as another example of the same message, because it runs right through, yeah? Okay, so the first part of Psalm 73 is about envy, isn't it? Okay. For I was envious of the proud. I saw the wicked in such prosperity. For they suffer no pains, and their bodies are sleek and sound. We look on, don't we? And we see people and we're envious. A bit like that first invite. Oh, looks exciting. Oh, fancy a bit of that. Envy. Look at them having such fun. And then the questioning. Is it in vain that I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocence? Is it in vain that I've listened to your will, God, and I've tried so hard when they're having such a wonderful time? Then thought I to understand this, oh, but it was too hard for me. That questioning. Look at them. Oh, it's so hard. Why? And then the understanding. Until I entered the sanctuary of God and understood the end of the wicked. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me with glory. And look, until I entered. Had to do something, had to walk, had to enter, had to listen. Until I listened and I chose to listen to God and I understood. The same message. So it's a choice. A little bit of a recap. The envy, the crowd that seemed to be having such a good time. But as we know, crowds can be very fickle and things can change. And what looks really rather marvellous turns out not to be, because we're not with God. We're not listening to His will. And I think about the crowd. I think about the change of the crowd from Palm Sunday and the excitement and the crowd and the... Oh, and then I look at that crowd and how it changed. And then I think about Good Friday. Got to be careful. We've got to listen. We've got to be alert. We need to listen to God. And I think it's useful sometimes, certainly useful for me, to think, what crowd am I following? And am I going to stick with them all the way through? Or am I going to stand back and think and listen to God? So that little question again, which party are you going to when you're double booked? And a straight and a crooked path. Keep listening, keep praying, keep in fellowship with each other so you can help each other. We can all help each other to listen to God, what God's saying to us. Support each other. And the subtle differences All is not always as it seems. How enticing, how tempting it can be. Be careful. We've all got to be careful. Many times when we face a difficult decision in life, we seek out a second opinion from another, going to the wisest person we know. I can think of wise people in my life who I would certainly very, very happily talk to. I bet you can. And there's people who I know might not be so good to talk to sometimes. But who's the wisest? Who's the wisest? Whose will should we follow? Who's always waiting for us? For everyone. Everyone here, everybody in this area, everyone, the whole world, everyone. Yeah. Just imagine being on the moon and looking down at the world. Everyone. Everyone's invited. Who has the wisdom? Well, God, in the Trinity, in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, which party are you going to? I'm off to Wisdom's party. And you know, it's a bring and share. It's bring and share. And I've got some things which we can share at that party. They're already there, but we can share them together as well. They're the fruits. Fruits of the Spirit. We've got kindness. We've got patience. Some of these you'll have more than others. That's one I don't have all the time. I'd like a bit more of it some of the time. We've got faithfulness. And we've got gentleness. And we've got love. You'll have to remember when we get to the end. We've got peace. And we've got being generous. Joy. Kindness. And back to patience. So, fruits of the Spirit. I'll share these later. Yeah. Let us finish in prayer. Dear Lord, guide us in our choices. Help us also to guide all we love or we know and meet as we seek to bring many to your party, your banquet. Help us day by day, Lord, to love you more dearly, see you more clearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen.